How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. Henry and Eric here, the hostess with the most, and we are outside, kind of doing a change location. This is my backyard, and you know, it's really nice. Everything's starting to turn green, and it just felt like a different change of pace might be good, and hopefully more entertaining for you guys. So, you know, changing locations, the main reason I wanted to do it is when we're talking and thinking and stuff like that, usually we have like a subject matter of what we want to talk about, and then we kind of just go from there into conversation. And I thought that possibly by coming out here, it would just kind of be more relaxing, you know, easy talk about like what it is and what we're going through. So to go into more like stuff that we're struggling with or working on, you know, Eric is finishing up school, so he's, I guess, technically a senior in college.
Yeah.
And about to be done when the summer ends. And so for him, he was looking at his budget and his expenses. He has basically the end of August, right?
Yep.
The end of August, he is fully on his own, 100%. He got to support everything. And so he's figuring out, like, with what he's making now as a personal trainer, like what steps he has to do, either growing his client base and or working a second job and things like that. And so just kind of being proactive. So kind of like, what are you thinking, or like, how are you thinking you're going to do that, as far as like, if you had to do it with just your current job as a personal trainer, like, you know, what would your like focus be? What would you be trying to do?
Yeah. So my, and so I've recently talked to my boss about this. So the way Golds does it is like you have to train a certain amount of hours bi-weekly, and then you get a bonus when you hit, you know, those certain NFB training hours. So I talked to him about trying to hit that, and he's very confident in my abilities to be able to hit that by the end of this month or next. And so, you know, we kind of sat down. What I've been doing recently is going through like a list of potential leads of people, trying to set up training sessions or, you know, profile sessions with them. Slowly trying to build my base clientele up, maybe current clients I have, talking to them, saying, hey, we've made a lot of great progress over the past 4 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it may be. What do you think about bumping it up to one more session a week? Really digging in, really trying to get the most out of every week that we can. Or, you know, potentially looking at like a side job. I'm still super up in the air about that and what I'm going to do as far as like time management goes, because I... You know, I want to be as open as I can for training people over at Golds, but, you know, a lot of times people can cancel, or it can be kind of wishy-washy as far as, like, having a definitive schedule. So I'm just really trying to narrow down my options and finding out what's going to work best for me.
That's the tough part about being a personal trainer, is, you know, it's sort of like a commission job, in a sense, where if you don't produce, you know, if you're not actively, like whatever you do today, you earn today. Whatever you, if you want to earn that same amount tomorrow, you have to do the same thing. So, you know, it's really a difficult thing, because it's such a passionate industry. Like, pretty much everybody in fitness is in it for the passion.
Yeah.
It's not an industry where there's a ton of money to be made, you know, entry level, or even, you know, up the ladder a little bit. Like, you have to really work your way up to make some money. And so, you know, when you deal with that, when it's like, okay, this is my passion, you know, how can I make more money? Sometimes you have to make tough decisions, like, you know, thinking about working at Walmart or something like that, just to supplement the income as you're building your PT, you know, like reoccurring, you know, usage. It's tough. And so that's what's tough when you have passion, whether it is with fitness or something else. I'm sure there's lots of other jobs that people are passion-based, not financially based, of why they do it. And just really being willing to make that decision, because, you know, you're going to be a personal trainer. Really, you don't have to have any qualifications, technically. Like, right, anybody, it's not illegal to train somebody without a certification.
Correct.
So you could, you know, open up your, well, say you open up your garage and you make it into a gym, and you invite people over to train them, and they pay you. You could do that. Okay, that's kind of like fly by night. If you wanted to go to the next level, you get a certification, So
pretty,
you know,
pretty easy to get.
Yeah, it's not too difficult. There's some really easy personal training certifications out there. Then there's some more difficult ones. You know, to work at a place like Gold's Gym, there it's going to require some of the more difficult ones. Yeah. You know, where they're a little bit more harder to earn. You have to like go to a testing center to take tests. You can't just take it online. You know, so there's things like that. And but once you get that certified, you could essentially do your job.
Yeah.
And so with you, you're going to a college, getting a 4-year degree. You have your certifications already, mm-hmm. but then you're gonna have that degree as well. So that's a tough thing to think. Like, okay, I spent all this time, and then boom, I'm gonna have to be working like a minimum wage job just to supplement my passion.
Yeah.
And so you really got to be open to what other opportunities that can allow you to do that.
Like, yeah.
Obviously, if you own your own gym. That could be, you could still live paycheck to paycheck, open your own gym.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you run it properly and have good service, you're going to make money that way. But that's going to take time, and you might have to make sacrifices to do that. And so, I would just say, if whatever you want to do, figure out a smart plan on how you can do it. Like, you're figuring out your budget, stuff like that.
And so one thing that I've heard a lot from people that I listen to, or books I've listened to, or, he's harped on me a lot about, is like, so if I want to live a certain kind of lifestyle, or I want to like do this for my living or for my job, and I want to like love every day at work, my life or my work life balance is going to be non-existent for the next 7 to 10 years. I'm going to have to do jobs I hate, like, because I'm considering just getting like a minimum wage job somewhere, and just trying to do 20 to 30 hours a week there once I graduate, again, just to help supplement the income. That's not fun. I know I'm overqualified for that, but if I want to live a certain way, I'm going to suck it up now, put in the work now, because right now I'm by myself. I don't have anybody to answer to. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. I don't have a mortgage.
No friends.
No friends. It's super easy for me to be very flexible with my spending and my schedule, and I can just do whatever I want, whenever I want, and I have no one to answer to. So my plan is just to suck it up right now, have no fun, build it up, and then by the time I'm 30, 35, I'll be where I want to be. That's at least the way I look at it. So,
yeah, I I commute to work, so I get a chance to read and stuff a lot, or listen to books on tape and stuff. And I've been doing a little bit of Grant Cardone, which I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he's a, I guess he's a motivational speaker, but his main thing is like sales training. He's a sales guy. Mm-hmm. He kind of reminds me off of Wolf of Wall Street, the character that Matthew McConaughey plays.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's essentially him.
Yeah.
He's like a push, drill, do whatever you got to do to succeed and stuff like that. And you showed me a video today, which by I think it was Andy Frisella, where he's talking about you'll do the best. What was he saying? You'll do
like the minimum accepted level, So if you'll do as much as it takes to get by. Most people aren't going to go above and beyond all the time.
Okay,
every day.
And so with that, he was talking about like your personal level of acceptance,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So I would agree with that, but I would also agree with, and this is something I'm starting to notice, and got to figure out like how I'm going to make that next step to it. But you will do that with who you work with too.
Yep.
So if you work in an arena or you work around people where you might be the best out of all of them, but you're the best one there, but then to your level, like to their level, you're high.
Yeah.
To your level, you're low.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you gotta reevaluate. Like, man, I gotta get in a room where I'm the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Where there's people better than me, and it's not about like financial gain. Like, obviously, yeah, I want to make more money for the more work I put in. Like, that makes sense. But taking it out of the equation, say you're gonna make the same amount of money. It's just talking about being a better, higher performing human, which I think will make you feel better. You got to get in a room where there's people that can challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something I'm currently taking stock of. And, you have to realize, like not on their goodness. Like, you can work with some really good people, but on their abilities.
Yeah.
So, like, if you call yourself a salesman or you're a leader or you're whatever you
even
are.
Even, like, a personal trainer.
Yeah. Like, whatever you are. Like, if you're the best one of your bunch, like, unless you own that bunch and it's your thing, like, you got to get in a situation where there's room to go up to where they're like someone to aspire to be.
Yeah, that's why I left, because I was at work at any time where he was, and that's one of the biggest reasons as to why I left and went to Gold's, because over there I was the biggest fish in the sea. I was the best trainer. No one there was challenging me. I probably could have run the place better than they're running it. And then I move over to Gold's, and all of a sudden I'm getting, like, way outdone by, you know, some of the trainers there. And there's a lot of room for improvement for me.
Production-wise.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a lot of room for improvement for me over there, and people that I can, you know, aspire to have a work ethic like and, like, be able to produce like they do at the gym.
Yeah, and it's not that one is better than the other.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I learned is I worked with Gold's, then I went to Workout Anytime, and then I went back to Gold's. And there was neither one was more right, neither one is more correct. But what happened was when I was with Gold's, there was, like, the first time, there was people that I could, you know, that could challenge me, that were, you know, in the industries better than me and doing things at a higher level than me, as far as, like, a GM, salesperson, you know, whatever position I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to Workout Anytime, I went as a pretty high-level person because I felt like I was equal to some of those. Maybe some of them had more experience than me or whatever, but I felt like I was top-level general manager. Left to Workout Anytime and then basically had no influence of people that would challenge me. There was no influence of anybody that would do something where I was like, man, that's awesome. I need to incorporate that. And not that anything they were doing was wrong and that anything Gold was doing better. It was just a different, you know, goal, you know, different financial goals, different stuff like that. And then so now I'm back at Gold's and I started getting challenged again in different ways, you know, being a general manager and stuff like that. And it was really, you know, eye-opening to be like, man, I lowered my expectation of myself. I was still good. I still was doing in my mind what was best. But I realized, like, man, I need to be against people that are just higher level than me.
That was, like, again, going back to work anytime. I was there. I was training. It's part-time as a student. You know, I was training, I don't know, 10 or 15 hours a week. And I was, you know, and, like, as far as how much training I was selling a month, I was outselling anyone. I would do like 75% of the monthly sales in training alone. And then I come over to Gold's, and right now I'm doing, you know, 18 to 22 hours a week of training, and there are guys there doing, you know, 35 to 40. And so I'm still part-time as a student, but there are still hours that I can definitely fill in on my schedule, and that just comes down to me being able to sell more training, being able to train more people, and being able to produce at the levels that they produce. And so having those people around me to say, okay, I need to do what that guy's doing because he's doing it well.
Yeah, and so that's my next step is I want, you know, whether it's a higher position at Gold or challenge myself against different locations or something like that, but really get competitive and operate at a higher level and just really be around people that are doing next level things.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, not to say like, you know, I do want to make more money always. But that's not the initial reason why.
Yeah.
It's just I don't want to leave stuff on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't want to, if I could have played 10 hands, only play 2.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be pushed to that 7 or 8 or 9, you know. And, you know, listening to someone like Grant Cardone, who's probably, you know, operating at a 12 out of 10, you know, I don't know if I necessarily ever want to be that guy, but I need that kind of influence,
yeah.
Because maybe I could be that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe I do want to be that guy, but I'm just so far back that it's scared. It's the distance between him and I on an operating level are so far that it's like intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if I was a few steps closer, but no, I could operate on that level. Like I could get that much stuff done. I could accomplish that large of, you know, accomplish whether it's buying a condo or a $800 million building, whatever you're doing. You know, it's just changing your playing field and really changing the reality of what is doable.
Yeah.
And if you get comfortable and just say like, well, this is what everybody else does, like, you know, you could be, instead of thinking about getting a second job, you'd be like, well, you know, I get a cheaper apartment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I could get a cheaper phone bill or a cheaper cable bill or cheaper this, that, and the other.
I could eat less.
And, you know, yeah. And so it's really hard to budget your way to financial freedom. I mean, in that sense. I mean, obviously, if you don't control your money, like, you could easily make $1 million and spend $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, there's millionaires that go broke. So, you know, you can't just infinitely make your money to go to freedom. But I think, in my mind, it's better to
make more,
increase your ability to make more than have to be like, man, I gotta budget my way down. I gotta get a smaller house. I gotta sell one of my cars. Like,
yeah, like, and that's, I mean, pretty much that same point. Like, again, if I'm working and I'm the biggest fish in the sea and I'm making random numbers, but I'm making $30,000 a year and I'm the biggest fish in the sea at a current job, and I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to have to cut my expenses a lot. Or move to another job where I'm getting outpaced by everybody by a landslide, keep my expenses the same, but then try and push myself to become a better performer and try and get closer to them, and then, you know, bump your income up to 50 grand, to 70 grand, to 80 grand, or, you know, whatever it is, trying to catch up to those guys. And again, going back to the financial thing, as far as trying to make more money, if you're just like performing better and you're around people who are doing way better than you, you're going to be a lot more motivated to then, you know, kind of kick yourself in the butt and, you know, rev it up.
Yeah. And to kind of round that back up to where you're working and your scenario and whatever your situation is, just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean you should work in it. And that being said, you can, and you can be very successful about it, but sometimes a passion is meant to be passion. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes a thought that goes in my head. You know, I'm not like a fitness fanatic or I work out 10 hours a day or anything like that, but I really enjoy the idea of a fitness and what the business is built around, is mm-hmm. getting people healthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because I enjoy that passion doesn't mean I should always work in it. And that's kind of sometimes what I think about too, like what area should I be? And you can work in fitness and not work in that direct area. I mean, there's, with someone like Gold's Gym, you know, you could be in loss prevention, you could be in accounting, you can be in, so where you're still working in it, but you're not at that club level where you're like actively in that grind.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different options, but find that field, that competitive field, and then once you get in it, compete. Once you're winning, find another field that's going to challenge you again, mm-hmm. and you know, buy that expensive car so that you have to, you know, put yourself out there more. You know, don't relax. I mean, you can. I mean, if you want to retire and not have the expenses, you know, that's a route you want to go. Do it. You know, you're especially supposed to do whatever feels comfortable for you. But I think that's not my thinking, and that's not how I want to live. Like, I don't want to budget my way to comfortable living.
I'd rather just work really hard now.
Yeah,
and make a lot now, and like keep my expenses low now, and invest it, and then just keep growing myself personally, and just keep like increasing my ability to make more money.
And I enjoy accomplishing things. Like, like I cut my own grass, and I've been thinking about getting a riding lawnmower. I was thinking about last year, thinking about this year, because it cut a lot easier. It's a pretty challenging yard. It's pretty steep in certain areas, and I use just a regular push mower. So it's not like a self-assisted push mower, just regular push mower. And, you know, like every time before I cut it, I'm like, man, I need to go buy a riding lawnmower. This is crazy that I'm pushing this. But then after I do it every single time, like my whole week, because I'll do it on like a Saturday morning, whole weekend I feel good.
Yep.
Like, man, I pushed that.
Yeah.
Like, I went out there and did it. Now, I know I can't do that forever, or maybe I could, but it's rough. You know, it's a small lawnmower. It's rough on my back. I'm taller. You know, it's not ideal, but the sense of accomplishment I get out of it, it's the same. It's challenging. I'm scared. I don't want to do it. I'm going to be sore. And then I do it, I feel really good. I relax even better during the day because I'm like, I did that. And so it's the same thing with your job, your career. Like, step in an area that's scary. Like, man, I don't know. Like, there's no security in this job. Or everybody here is better than me in this job.
And it makes you push yourself harder, you know?
But man, if you go compete, you're going to feel better.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like, kind of just what you were saying, accomplishing stuff makes you feel good. Like, when was the last time you spent an entire Saturday binging, watching Netflix, and, like, eating all the chips, and then at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I feel great about myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen. But on the Saturdays, you go out and work, and you accomplish something, and you, I don't know, you make a sale, or you do something to move yourself further in life, you can go to bed with a good conscience saying, you know what? I'm better today because of what I did.
Yeah, and I think too that when you, I mean, I like to binge watch. You
know,
but I think that sometimes there's two ways of doing it. So I think there's like the time where you're just vegged out watching TV, you know, relaxing or whatever. But then also you're doing that almost as an escape. Like you don't feel good after, mm-hmm. And you didn't feel good before. But I feel like if you did something before that was extremely rewarding when it was done, that binge watch and relax, if it was the same amount of time, like you, it's from Saturday from 12 noon till 12 midnight, you're just gonna watch Netflix, whatever. If you did something that you were really proud of before that, I bet that relaxation time's gonna be better.
Yep.
Like, so you don't have to cut the relaxation time. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to watch movies, TV shows, all that stuff.
But you gotta earn it.
Yeah, every time. I mean, I didn't cut the grass today because it was raining, And all in my head, I'm like, man, I gotta cut the grass tomorrow. Like, I gotta do it. Like, that's my weekend, like, thing that I commit to and do. If I don't do it, it's in the back of my mind, even when I'm relaxing. So the same could be true for your job. I mean, if you have a job where you just feel like you're going through the motions, you're showing up, you're spending your time there, you're not really excited, whatever. Like,
getting your 40 hours, punching in, sitting in the back of the corner, like, doing, again, the minimum accepted level.
Yeah, make a change at your job. Yeah. Either get a different one, go in a different department, or be better, whatever it is, you know, do it and succeed. And, you know, I think the message is, like, just don't accept, you know, what it is.
Mediocrity.
Yeah, make the change, whatever it is. Yeah. If you got to work at Walmart, go work at Walmart for a
little bit. Go for it, right? Push yourself.
If you got to outsell the best salesperson on the planet, go outsell them.
Yeah.
If you got to quit your job and go do something else that's more scary, go do it. But in the end, like, time's going to go by, and the change would have happened or not. Mm-hmm. But the same amount of time's going to go by. So, you any closing thoughts on that?
You just gotta be better, you know? I mean, if you stay in mediocrity, you're always gonna be mediocre. So push yourself every day, improve yourself every day, and you'll be amazed where you'll be in a year.
Absolutely. I am gonna put a link. We talked about it briefly, but I've been doing a body fat cut. Eric's doing the same thing. I started tracking it on mine on a separate YouTube channel. I was originally gonna do it on this one, but it's so different of what it was, you know. It's just basically, you know, me standing, showing the different progression as time goes on, and that's going to be a long-term thing because, unfortunately, I guess I had more fat than I thought, I'm doing that, so I will put a link down below if you're interested in checking out that channel. Obviously, it's going to be the same message about being inspiring, stuff like that. It's not necessarily a workout channel where I'm going to be showing you how to work out or anything like that. It's just showing the progression. There's no special lighting. There's no flexing. I'm not working out before it. It's just, here's what this percentage of body fat looks like at this height, at this weight. So you can kind of relate that to yourself. Because I know when I was cutting, I would start getting on YouTube and looking for pictures like, what does someone 6'2", 195 pounds look like at 10% body fat?
Yeah.
Just trying to see it. And most of the time, the videos were terrible and it didn't help. Yeah. So hopefully it's beneficial to somebody. But also you can see that it does take a long time. And more than likely, if you're planning a cut, if it's not something you've done in the past, and you're just, you know, if you do shows all the time, you're used to cutting, gaining weight, then you have a good idea of what it takes. But if you don't, that it takes a long time.
Yeah, and it's, like, harder than you think.
And you're probably fatter than you think, you know, which, isn't, you know, not this to be mean or anything like that, but, you know, when I was 225 pounds to now 188 pounds, like, I thought for sure I would only have to cut down to 195 and I would be ripped. Now, granted, I didn't always work out the best during that time. There were times where I wasn't lifting, so I had to play to it. I did do, like, keto, which is a little extreme diet, and which it works well for weight loss and probably, you know, muscle retention and all that stuff. But if you're not lifting, you can lose muscle quickly. So I think that played a little bit of effect in it. And then just not consistently working out, I think lost a little bit of muscle. But still, I'm going to end up having to go down to about probably 180 pounds to be as lean as I want to be. I'm 6'2", so 180 pounds from 225, that's like 45 pounds cut. And I thought it was only, you know, 20, maybe 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And so it's just a long journey, and don't give up. That's the whole thing. I'm like, check it out. You'll see the changes. They're slow. They're progressive. But, I'll put that link down below. That's a whole other message. I'll also put the link to his Instagram if you want to check that out. Mine too. You know, I don't post on as much. It's more just like my personal stuff. It's not really anything about health, wellness, or anything like that. It's just usually pictures of me and my wife and maybe my dogs and daughter. So all that. But hope you guys liked the video. Definitely check out next week. We got some cool stuff coming up, and we'll see you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.